Okay, so this is Danny Shares Stories. And Garrett, thank you so much for doing this.
Mm-hmm. What does this make it? Is it?
I think it's episode 11 or 12.
Mm.
Pretty special. So I'm allergic to mint. It's a very minor. I just sneeze. I might sneeze here in a couple minutes, but
How does that feel?
Well, every time I brush my teeth, I sneeze.
Your kryptonite is mint.
Yeah, yeah. And it's weird because it's like very menthol-y. So as I sneeze, it's like cooling, you know?
I think that's... Okay, all right, I got you. I thought you were saying that's a side effect of your allergy. And I was like, I think everybody has that.
So. Yeah, no.
Got you.
But yeah, it really sucks, dude. What are you allergic to?
That I know of?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should say this.
Don't say it specifically.
Mm.
Like a general of...
If you know what I'm allergic to, you can't guess this below.
Yep.
But the only hint I'll give you is like Dune Spice.
Dune Spice?
Yep.
Like the worms?
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
Yep.
So like when you get hit with it...
Bro, I straight up like... It's been different reaction like every time.
Oh, geez.
But I like almost die, so...
Oh, so it's serious.
Yeah.
Like EpiPen level.
I haven't taken one, but... I kind of want to just to see what happens, you know?
Really?
Yeah, just...
Well, but...
Like, I know how to work what saves me?
Yeah, you should. I think it's pretty easy, though. Yeah, you just...
Have you seen that video where the girl does it in her friend's leg and she accidentally does it the wrong way and it goes in her thumb?
No.
It's like the most brain rot video, but it's also like I can't say I wouldn't accident, like... Yeah, you're going to follow the directions on it, but if you're, like, in a panic situation and your best friend's dying, it's like, all right. But then again, she could have died because you just shot it in your arm instead
of
shooting
her. If you only
have
one, yeah.
So it's like, you're screwed. But, yeah, she just right in her thumb because you're supposed to, like, hold the top of it. And
that is incredible.
But taught me, I was like, all right, when I do this, if I have to do this, I'm going to make sure that I stab it right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or if someone sees you... And you're like the kid sitting in class that's like, then they know that they need to poke you with your EpiPen.
That is the face I've made a couple times, dying.
Yeah, because you're like whole airflow one time, yeah, like you couldn't even breathe.
It completely just like, sometimes one time it was chest or my stomach, and then most of the time it's my throat. It'll just swell up completely, like whatever. But
that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever I had COVID, your mom had given us some supplements, and I won't say exactly which one, but I took it, and my whole face swelled up, dude. I looked like freaking...
Dude, oh, we got to find the photo. I have it somewhere.
Yeah.
You literally look like the kid from Up. What's his name?
You're right.
What's his name?
The Boy Scout.
Not Kevin. Kevin's the bird.
Right.
Oh, dude.
I forgot the name of the kid.
Dude, I gotta find this. This is gonna be like rapid fire. How fast I can find this. While we're finding this, talk about something.
Okay. That's what we were gonna talk about, Fallout.
Crawl out through the Fallout, baby.
And the TV show.
In another lifetime, I think I would be a 50s singer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was my calling.
You could do that for
Bring it back?
Yeah.
50s swing music, bring it back.
Honestly.
Dude, that'd be a vibe.
Swing dancing is super fun. So when I was homeschooled, we did a lot of that. And I'm just...
That just felt like a joke.
It did. But it was so... It's too true to not to be a lie. But I'm just thinking of some funny things that... I don't want to embarrass anybody, though, or call anybody out, but... I was definitely one of the most awkward kids there. And there were the older kids that would make us go and dance with the girls. Because usually you would show up and all the girls were just kind of like dance with each other because the boys were too scared to ask if they wanted to dance. But no, 50s music and swing dancing, bring it back, you know?
Bring it back.
It's super fun.
Why not?
But yeah, the music from the game, Fallout 4 specifically. Man. So freaking good.
I found it. Oh, which one?
You found the allergy one?
Yes.
You'll have to send it to me so we can throw it up on the thing.
Okay, I will. Do you want me to share it to the camera? Or it may not work that way. We'll just throw it up.
Okay.
We'll throw it up.
Yeah.
You'll see this photo. See this photo.
Yeah.
Or I'll show it to Dan.
Pretty bad.
But now I'm gonna show you the kid from Up. It's yeah. Uncanny, dude. That photo, you look like a different person.
Yeah.
It is so strange. Oh. Russell.
Russell,
good
yeah.
Good old Russell, bro.
That's a good name for him. If I his neck just disappears. Dude.
No way.
That's amazing.
You got rustled.
So you we were talking about embarrassing stories, and you told me something that I thought was just amazing. So,
oh no,
the wedding or the marriage that you caused, based off of what you did with the flowers. Tell me about that, because I thought that was funny.
Oh Lord!
You don't have to if you don't want to, but I thought it was funny.
We'll do it. You know, I'm a single dude. Tried and failed a couple times. One of my biggest funny failures was I was really interested in this girl, and she's like Voldemort. She shall not be named.
Yeah.
Was really interested. We were talking back and forth, but I didn't really have the opportunity to ask her out yet, and I didn't really want to do it over text or anything. And so I decided to send her flowers. I think it was Valentine's Day or like that week. Sometime during that month. So I sent her flowers, knew where she worked, tried to do it in the least creepy way as possible.
Yeah.
Because the goal was going to be like, we were going to go on a date pretty recently after that. And then I would just be like, hey, did you get my flowers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking like, that's a good idea. Like, that's kind of a cool thing to do, especially if it's like the one
yeah.
that makes a good story. But what happened was, so the flowers got delivered. I know that. The company I did it through was like a local company, and they just would not answer their phones. They would not contact me back about like how it went, if the flowers got to her.
Right.
So they're there, and I don't know any update or anything. And so I was just like, all right. A few weeks go by, don't get the chance to ask her out. And then next thing you know, she is talking to a guy. And the timing of it, I was just like, what are the odds that she thinks the flowers are from him and I just set them up? And they're married now. So you can wow. say I just completely set up a relationship, because it was uncanny how quickly they got together. And then now they're married. So
that's insane.
There you have it. Don't send flowers to people unless you want relationships to happen, I guess.
Yeah. And so. If you're a guy, don't claim some other guy's flowers.
Yeah, that was the thing I was wondering. I was like, I wonder if, like, they got married or, like, some point in the relationship they had the conversation. And she was like somebody was asking how they met. And she was like, well, he sent me flowers. And then he's just like, I sent her flowers?
Yeah, his inner dialogue.
Like, I just feel like that conversation happened at some point. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it's all in my head. Who knows? But
who knows?
We'll find out one day, maybe.
That's just a risky run, though, you know?
So. Yep, the gamble.
Yeah.
The dating gamble.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good story. I'm trying to think of something I did that was embarrassing. So when I was going to those networking meetings, you know, when we were doing like sales training and stuff for insurance, they were teaching us like, you know, you got to stand out against the rest. You got to make a name for yourself or whatever, you know.
You got to be cutthroat.
You got to shock people, right? So I go to these networking things, and, you know, there's 40 people there, and everybody's doing their 30-second commercial. Well, I'm like, man, the guests go last. Everyone wants it to be over and wants it to end. So I'm just going to freaking say something about myself to make people remember me. Because insurance, immediately as soon as you say insurance, people's brains just, like, shut off. Sure. So I was just like, it was right after I had cut my hair. And it was
shaved it.
I shaved it. And you said that I look like G.I. Jane. Which I definitely did, you know, because I got the skinny neck. I am built like a woman in some ways. Bro. But so I said that. I was like, you know, If anyone knows a good therapist, I stood up, right? And it's Danny Martosi. I'm introduced by this other guy that brought me. So he's taking a risk on his name because he is also like a renowned businessman in Tulsa. And so I stand up. I'm like, if anyone knows a good therapist, let me know. Because my brother-in-law just said that I look like G.I. Jane. And I wait. I look around. And like the president of the thing is like chuckling. Crying, I can see him crying.
And then trying to be professional, but right, he can't.
The rest of the room finally figured out that I was joking. But I was like, no, you know, I'm a Vikings fan. So another reason I need therapy. I love Italian food. Let me know if you want to go get food or whatever. And then at the end, I was like, oh, and I also do health insurance. But, you know, who cares about that?
Yeah.
So, but long story short, they told me, we don't want you to be at this group.
Did you still have your hair shaved when they told you that?
Yeah. Yeah, it took a little bit to grow back, but.
You should go back now. They may not recognize you. God,
they probably won't, but networking's fun.
Like Chris Evans now. Mm. Captain America.
More like the first one.
Before
the
teams.
Yeah. Seriously. What was his name?
Steve Rogers.
Somebody get that boy a sandwich. Did you ever go to the Delta Lounge in the airports?
Yes.
Dude, wasn't that like the most awesome experience?
Yeah, that was like, I've been poor my entire life. Yeah. What is this witchcraft?
Right. Because if you haven't been to the airport, sucks, yeah. Right? And then, it's always like in a secret door, right. You know?
Yeah, glass door that's like got this mysterious metal handle.
Yeah, like am I in like an Assassin's Creed game and I just found like a secret entrance? And you get in there and it's just like, you know, they got like the soft jazz music. You hear like silverware and dishes clanking in the background.
Like it's the same playlist that Hobby Lobby uses.
Yeah.
Hallmark.
Uh-huh. But they got freaking... First of all, they got free beer, like as much free beer as you can drink. Yep. It's super comfy. They got really nice chairs. Free food. It's like the best thing ever.
Yeah. It's where it's at.
I went with your dad one time on a trip. And it was on the way back from the trip. And he passes out. This is before he got his machine. And so he's snoring super loud. And we're in a very small room. Like, it may be like this. And there's like 10 other business people that also would be at a Delta Lounge crammed in there. His, like, head back and just...
Dude, if he ever fell asleep... It was a lot of the times at an airport where he would be snoring.
Yeah.
And I would literally slap him. I'm like, dude, you are so loud. There's 40 people nearby, mm-hmm. and you are still, like, louder than them.
Yeah.
It was so bad before he got his CPAP machine.
Yeah. It was embarrassing, but also I couldn't help but laugh. And people would be like... take their headphones out.
Because they think, like, a plane's running.
Right, exactly. And I just look at him, and I'm just crying, laughing, just shaking my chair.
Dude.
But.
Have you seen the video of the two, like, older guys at an airport? They're sitting back-to-back in chairs, and they both fall asleep, and they hit their heads. They're both bald. They're both bald with beards, and they both, at the same time, and then they look at each other like, why the hell did you hit me in the back of the head? Like they're both blaming it on the other person.
That's funny, dude.
I was like, dude, whoever caught that on camera just knew what was about to happen.
It's golden.
Incredible.
Golden. Their crown's kissed. What about the most disappointed you've ever made someone?
Man, I didn't.
Can I share a story that will inspire you?
Yes, go ahead. While I'm brewing.
Okay. So, after our wedding... we got all of our rentals from Men's Warehouse, and they were like, you know, after your wedding, come back, and we'll give you a fitted suit. Super nice. So I go and I get this fitted suit, fits great, looks great, throw it in the dryer a couple times, ruins it. Just completely shot. Pants are fried.
Yep.
You can't iron them.
Yeah, those suits shrink so much.
Yeah, it looks like a gray piece of bacon, like a piece of gray turkey bacon. So, you know, whatever. I'm like, what? I'm done. Well, we go back to the men's warehouse that time where we meet Malcolm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm telling him about, or he's asking me, he's like, do you have a suit or whatever you're fitted? I was like, yeah, you know, they gave me a suit whenever I got all my wedding stuff, but I threw it in the dryer and ruined it. He looked at me with the most fatherly, disappointed look I've ever seen. Like, I felt the weight of his disappointment immediately. Gosh. Just like, you are a child in a child's body right now. Wow. Pretty embarrassing.
That is pretty bad. That's the worst, though?
Probably not.
I was like, that's not the worst? You disappointed somebody? You're doing pretty good, bro.
No. Oh, dude. Oh, no. Your sister's birthday. Your sister's birthday. We go to Hertz Donuts.
Yeah.
We're there with like 15 of her closest friends.
Okay.
We're just dating at this point. We're not even, I don't even think we're engaged. We may have been, but everyone goes around. And it was back when we played hot seat a lot, where it would be someone's turn, you know, like your turn. Everyone goes around the room and says something nice about you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we were doing that for her birthday. I'm last. Like the networking
thing.
I think
I was there for this. I don't remember what happened, but I remember something happening.
Yeah. It gets to me. After everyone, all of her bestest friends had said something nice about her, and I was just like, it's like 11 o'clock at night. I've been awake all day. I won't give you more excuses. But it gets to me. I'm supposed to say something nice about Ashley, and I say, I really like your taste in music.
That's it?
Dude.
That's all you said?
That's all I said. Like, I love your taste in music. And
so nothing even actually about her.
No. Just the worst thing a dude could say.
Did she react immediately?
No.
No?
And I could see it on everyone else's faces. They were like,
is this a joke? Or are you going to continue talking? Or?
Right, yeah. And she very sweetly was just like, later on, like, hey, you know, that was kind of embarrassing.
You goofed up.
Yeah. So.
Ouch.
How about this one?
Threw on it.
So, before COVID, like 2019, they asked me to preach for the J-High kids. And so I got with one of the other pastors. We wrote this thing. I practiced the message. And, you know, it was all good to go and get up there. And I was wearing a sweater that was kind of like short. You know how sweaters kind of like fold up? Jeez, well, I was giving an illustration or something about like walking around with like this, where you're like, you can't see, right? Mm-hmm. And when I did, my sweater pulls up. And it was back when I had those pink American Eagle underwear. Like, and it's bright neon pink in front of like 150 J-High kids. And immediately I hear the J-High kids that are in my small group.
Uh-huh.
And one of them goes, yo!
Do be your own clan. Yes. Calling you out like that.
And from then, that's all they knew. Every time they saw me, everyone's there like, hey, you wearing those pink underwear?
Yo. I got one now. You related it to church. This one involves John Posey. I accidentally disappointed John Posey really bad. And it was when I was working at 180. We had this event. And, I mean, we had to blow up, like, I want to say close to 1,000 balloons for this, like, black tie event. Most of them were, like, the giant ones that were, like, this big.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them were the small. We were filling up the basketball gym at 180. And we filled it up, like, almost a quarter of the way up. So it was a lot of balloons. Afterwards, there was a bunch of balloons left over. And so we pranked somebody. I don't remember who it was, but we pranked them by filling their entire office with balloons. like they couldn't even open the door. It was incredible. And so we filled it. And then they came in and we're like, oh, ha ha. And then we're like, all right, we got to get rid of them. And I'm like standing there with scissors. I walk off, I come back, and like there's a couple people around. It's like John Posey and a couple other pastors. And John just goes, I'll be right back. He doesn't say anything. I think he had just talked about what his game plan before I walked up, but no one shared that information. And he was like, I'll be right back. So he goes, well, 180's a school. And so he's always trying to include the little guy, the kids.
Yeah.
And so his thought was, let me go grab a bunch of kids out of class to come pop these balloons. And so he goes, again, don't know why he left. I'm just like, all right. I'm standing there, and I'm like, we were like, we should pop these. And we were like, okay. I was like, well, John's gone. And then somebody had the idea. They're like, you and somebody else should, I think it was Caleb Starr. You and Caleb Starr should race to see who can pop the most in the most amount of time.
Oh, no.
And so we were like, okay. I think it was a pastor that, like, suggested that. Like, he should have known better, or at least heard John talking.
Yeah.
And so we go, and we just pop them all. And I'm talking, like, 15 seconds it takes. Just.
I bet that was fun.
It was so much fun. On, like, the last one I am popping, John walks up just, like, pale-faced.
Mortified.
And then becomes just, like, red-faced. And that is the most... like anger I've ever
seen. Did he have a bunch
seen.
Of kids with him?
So the kids were, the teacher was grabbing the kids right then at that moment to bring them up there. Thankfully, they weren't like getting there as I was popping them, but that's kind of what it felt like. And wow. John went off on me because I was the last one to pop it. He didn't really see Caleb popping them. And
right.
So he just thought, I just was like, let me pop all of them. I'm selfish. But I literally just didn't know what he was doing, and I have never seen John. I worked with John for, like, 8 years, and that was probably the most I had ever seen him, like, that angry because he was
crazy.
Just so pissed. And I felt so bad. I disappointed him so bad. He, like, would not talk to me for so long.
That's amazing.
Because he was still pissed about it. I was just like, yeah, I messed up on that. Didn't know, but my fault.
Wow. So, yeah. I could see that disappointment for sure.
Just popping a bunch of kids' balloons.
Dude, that's a good story. Yeah, John, I look up to John for two reasons. One, he's very patient. I've never seen him lose it, and I've known him for a long time. Not as long as you, obviously, but very patient. And then he's super funny, but he's also, like, super clean, you know?
Yep.
That's what's impressive
he's
about
like,
his humor.
Comedians that don't cuss that are
exactly.
actually really good. Yeah, he's hilarious.
Which is why I think he loves, like, Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's how you
I'm
say
not
it. Bargatze.
English teacher.
Neither am I, dude. But.
You'd be a good one.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be fun.
English?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like words. So, and I like
what's
the English.
What's your favorite word?
Chrysanthemum. It's a flower.
Dude, how did you have that on bat so quickly?
It's a flower. You know, it's a pretty one.
Dude, you had that ready. Chrysanthemum? That's a wild one. That's not a word I hear very often. Yeah, it's a flower. That's crazy. Wow. Chrysanthemum.
Thank you, though. I appreciate that. It's a good compliment.
That's good.
So, you would make a good P.E. teacher.
P.E.
No, I'm just kidding. You can teach a lot of other subjects.
Dude, I'll accept that. I like P.E. teachers are fun.
They are. You seen the one girl that the one PE teacher that does all like the trick shots and stuff?
Yeah, I haven't seen her. Yeah,
those are cool. Man,
she just does it in her off time. That's funny.
Teachers are, dude. I don't think I could do it, dude. I could barely be like a small group leader, bro. Every Wednesday night with those guys.
Dude, you could definitely be a teacher. Yeah. Do you know how many teachers just get up and just don't know anything?
You're so right.
They just yap for an hour.
Yeah, you're so right. Kind of what we're doing right now.
They literally all they do is they just take their sheet that they have for the day. Let me teach kids on how to do this today, and then just yap about that for as long as possible. They're just stalling.
Wow. They take the kids to Yap City.
The bad ones, obviously. Obviously, there's very good ones. Sorry.
Probably few and in between.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, they're taking the kids on a field trip? A field trip
to
Yap City.
Yap City. Yap City.
Because they were elected mayor the year before as mayor of Yap City.
Yep.
Dude, did you see the new freaking Lego set?
Yeah, it came out and I was like, or it's coming out June 1st.
Hmm.
I was like, I don't need that. I need that. It's like SpongeBob, I need it. Mm-hmm. Water. Water. I have Rivendell. I don't need it. I'm going to let you get that one.
Okay.
Chief.
You're right. I have to balance out the shelves.
Yeah.
So I don't think that you can see it in there, but yeah. So I'm trying to think what else. What do you got going right now, man? What are you excited about?
What am I excited about?
Yeah.
I'm just living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
I'm just living. We're going to Vegas.
Yeah, are you excited Vegas, about that? Dude. There you go.
That'll be fun, huh?
I'm getting more excited the closer we get to it. I forgot about it. And then it got rescheduled, so I was, like, bummed because it was, like, on my birthday. And
yeah.
I was like, yeah, birthday Vegas. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, no, there's nothing going on in Vegas, so let's move it. So kind of sad about that, but we're ready. It's here.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy.
Good. Yeah, me too.
I don't know. I don't know what we'll see. Never been to Vegas.
Well, I tell you what we're not going to see. Just kidding.
Cheers.
Cheers. Well, yeah,
Vegas.
Dude, this was fun. Oh, should I ask you the car question?
P. Diddy is not as good as the Hitler
one. I'll just do Hitler.
That's fair.
And then if someone says anything, whatever. Okay. Because it's original, yeah. You know? All right, so here's a hypothetical situation. You're going on a road trip 8 hours from here to Houston. You have to pick 2 out of 3 people. You have to pick 1 person to drive, 1 person to sit in the passenger seat and play music the entire time at full volume, like 40. Okay, so here are your 3 options. You have to pick 2. 1, Hillary Clinton. 2 is a diehard Taylor Swift fan.
Okay.
3 is Adolf Hitler.
Nice.
You can leave 1 person behind.
Driver.
Yeah.
Music.
That's it.
Leaving somebody you're in the back on the seat. Side of the road.
Right. You're in the back seat where the music is loudest.
Oh, man. Hillary Clinton. Hitler.
She's chilling in Cedar Rapids, so you have to pick her up first.
That's good. In the car, honestly, probably the most peaceful. Hard to say peace in this sentence, but the most peaceful... I see the 2 people in the car, don't know the arrangement yet, are Hillary Clinton and Hitler. Hear me out. I feel like they would get along. I feel like they might argue less. Now, who do I want on Ox? I don't know.
What was German music like in the 1940s? 30s.
Kind of a banger, not gonna lie.
Not gonna lie.
That on repeat the whole 8 hours? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what Hillary Clinton would listen to.
As long as both of them keep their propaganda to themselves.
Yeah.
So you're saying it would be probably a peaceful trip.
If you have the Taylor Swift in the equation of any kind, Yap City. Just Yap City.
The fans, you think, yeah?
Yep.
They're probably flying anyways.
Yeah, and it's probably safer for them to be just kind of left behind, you know?
Uh-huh.
Not a flying joke is good.
Thank you.
Yeah, because she burns like...
Got to get a snack every once in a while, yeah.
More freaking... That's what's wild about the whole, like, straws and turtles thing.
Yeah.
She, like, pollutes in, like, 1 year pollutes more of the world and ocean than the amount of straws killing. It's like, we're picking the wrong battles here.
And also, how much jet fuel do we have? And we're using it for stuff like going on a business trip to tell people about insurance?
I don't know, bro.
We should honestly just all go back to riding bicycles.
Horses.
Horses? Bicycles?
Horseback.
Yeah, dude. Because... When you think about it, everything that you need is, like, within a 10-mile radius of you.
Yep.
Right?
Small towns.
Small towns.
Little market. Little Walgreens on the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the semi-trucks that are moving stuff from here to there. You know, the shrimp from China.
Oh, no.
We don't have to get into that. We don't have to get into that. But
this again. And you still eat it.
Yeah,
you
dude.
You still eat it.
Yeah, you go to Golden Corral, all you can eat steak and
you're
shrimp.
You're going to become a ghoul.
Yeah. You know, your nose falls off if you're a ghoul. Oh, well, if you don't know what a ghoul is, Garrett's referring to Fallout, the ghouls from Fallout. They survive on Kims. Now, why do they need Kims? Like chemicals or why is that?
Radiation burns away.
Yeah. Oh. It keeps them from being feral, right? Becoming like mindless zombies.
Yep.
So, you know, kind of like women with Ozempic. It keeps them from becoming
that
feral.
Segue is wild. That should be on a t-shirt. You just have, what's the guy's name that plays the ghoul in Fallout 4?
The actor or the character?
The actor.
Walton Goggins?
Walton Goggins playing the ghoul.
Uh-huh.
And then just like Ozempic branding all over him and just says, gotta get my Kims or something like that.
Gotta get my Kims. You know his other character, Uncle Baby Billy? I would much rather him play Uncle Baby Billy in Fallout.
Dude, that would be funny.
Go outside, nerd.
Go outside, nerd.
Ain't got time for your worthless chime-ins. We're officially derailed, so...
We are.
Back to Taylor Swift.
No, we're not
done.
Oh,
sorry. Okay, okay. We're not done.
Have you seen that photo of Lady Wilson? You know who that is? Am I saying that right?
Lainey Wilson?
Isn't she the country singer?
Yeah, yeah.
She literally went viral because of her butt.
Right.
So, apparently, she hopped on Ozempic.
Shame.
And there's a photo where she's, like, half the size.
Uh-huh.
And her butt's, like, flat. Like flat, like a six-year-old teenager who hasn't hit puberty yet, flat.
Yeah, like... That
yeah, and the caption was Ozempic be causing the gotta cost out here.
Oh my god, dude.
I was like, dude, that was pretty creative.
Hitler
gotta cost.
Ozempic is the Hitler of butts.
Now that should be some merch somewhere on a hat.
Mm-hmm.
On a hat. No, on some shorts. Put it where it matters.
Yeah.
On your butt. That's good.
Dude, I love wearing shorts. Isn't it the best? I hate
wearing
pants.
Shorts are nice. I feel like every time I wear shorts for something, I like regret it though.
Really?
Like something happens. Like
You're going to have to go somewhere to dinner?
No, maybe, but like more like somebody spills something on me or like I freaking hit my shin or not that jeans are going to stop that, but it helps a little bit.
Yeah. Like when you scratch, like you catch something and
you
drag.
Yeah, you catch something or, I don't know, weird, but.
Oh, dude, that's like that story I was telling you about the playground. So, like the wraparound thing. The playground wrap. So, like the little pea gravel, you have to keep all the pea gravel in the playground.
Yeah.
That like metal guard that goes all the way around that keeps the gravel in. There's like a plastic cover on it. Plastic cover came off and, you know, we're swinging on the swing set. And I jump out as far as I can, and I fall. I like my feet hit the gravel and slide, and like I slide out and catch that metal guard right here on my neck, and just went like that, just dragged it down. But you know, if you would have went like that, dude,
Dunsky,
severed city,
Dunsky,
yeah,
straight ticket, yeah.
How about you when you fell off that slide,
bro? That hurt.
You didn't? Yeah. I can't imagine how bad that would hurt.
I'm trying to think of how tall that technically was. It's the red slide at the elementary playground at Church on the Move.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. That's got to be at least
I would say
10, maybe.
Yeah, 12 is what I was thinking.
At
so
least.
10 to 12 feet. And I was at the top when it happened.
Yeah.
And I had made that jump. So there's like a pole next to the slide.
That kind of.
Yeah. And all the cool kids had taught me, like, hey, to avoid being tagged in tag, you jump from the slide to the pole, and you slide down the pole, and you ain't getting tagged.
Not an easy feat.
And so I had done it. I had done it many times.
Uh-huh.
But this time, I was, like, about to do it, and a kid I will not name
Devin.
Pushed me to tag at the same time. So he threw my balance off.
Right.
So he basically just shoved me off like freaking Lion King. And I just fell all the way down.
Mufasa, slow-mo.
Yeah, Mufasa. And I fell all the way down. And I don't, you're not thinking in the air. You're like, how do I land right? No, you don't, you're not thinking about that.
You got to protect your
face. Yeah, I was like.
That's your instinct.
I was like, I'm going to die. I think it was like 12, something like that. It was my first broken arm. I broke both arms in the same spot. That was the first one. And so I like literally landed on my arm. And the worst part was not necessarily the break in the arm, although that was, it was terrible, was the little wood chips on the playground.
Oh.
So there's like the brown wood chips.
Yeah, they used to do that a lot in the playground.
It just, like, I had like splinters all the way in my hand and in my arm just from where I landed. Like, I remember lifting my hand off the ground. It was like limp, and there was like one this long hanging out of it.
Oh,
I had to yank that out first.
God.
And I remember I yelled for my mom, and she came, and she didn't think it was broken because I wasn't crying. And I was just like, it's broken. And
dang.
She was like, oh, yeah, that's broken. And then somebody was smart and like immediately made like a magazine makeshift.
Wow.
And then
smart.
I just took a nap in the car and went to the hospital. So.
So I appreciate you. I'm excited to hear how things go in Vegas for you. So you'll have to come back on and let us know how you did.
That's good. Hopefully we'll have some good stories in Vegas.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Maybe I'll be bankrupt. I don't know. We'll see.